All right, buckle up, everybody. We're about to land in Medellin.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're going deep on arrival at MDE Airport.
Nice.
We've got this awesome recent travel guide, and it's packed with tips to make your arrival not just like smooth,
Yeah.
but maybe even fun.
Okay.
Think of this as your cheat sheet to breeze through arrival and customs.
I like that, a cheat sheet. You know what's interesting is the process is actually really simple, especially if you're a US traveler, but there are like little things, nuances that can really like trip you up if you're not ready.
Okay, let's talk nuances then. So the guide mentions US citizens don't need a visa.
Right.
You get that 30-day stamp when you arrive,
Yep.
and you can extend it to 60 days, no fee.
That's right.
I mean, that's pretty simple, right?
It is. It is. But here's the thing.
Okay.
You still have to do that DIN 580 form.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's just your basic customs form.
Yeah.
But you need your accommodation info like ready to go.
Oh, okay.
So imagine, right? You just landed.
Yeah.
You're tired. You're excited to be in Medellin, and now you got to remember your Airbnb address while like juggling your bags.
Yeah. Not exactly the best start to your trip.
Yeah, no, not the welcome I'd be hoping for.
No, not at all.
So, okay, pro tip for everyone listening,
Yeah.
have that DIN 530 filled out ahead of time.
Yes.
Accommodation info easy to find.
Exactly.
It's like your VIP pass
But, yeah.
to a less stressful arrival.
Exactly. Smoother, smoother
Much
arrival.
smoother.
And speaking of efficiency, right, let's talk about customs itself.
Okay.
The process is pretty standard. Grab your bags, head to customs.
Yeah.
They check your bags, your passport, done.
Right.
But here's a little trick I've picked up.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you've got anything to declare, declare it.
Uh-huh.
Be upfront, be accurate,
Okay.
especially about cash.
Really? Does that
I mean,
actually save time? Oh, yeah.
it seems like declaring stuff would slow things down.
It's kind of counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
But being upfront shows the officials you're being transparent. And that can speed things up.
I
It's
bring
like
that
you're
down.
not trying to hide anything, which
Yeah.
builds trust,
Okay.
keeps things moving.
So it's like a secret handshake for efficient travel, I guess.
Exactly.
Now, the guide mentions that customs usually takes about an hour.
Okay.
Unless it's crowded, it says.
Yeah.
But how do you define a crowd?
Well, that's pretty vague, isn't it?
It's very subjective, yeah.
It is, and it doesn't say anything about the time of day or even the day of the week.
Right, yeah.
You could get lucky and be through in 15 minutes
Yeah.
or stuck for ages if there's like a backlog.
Oh,
It's
man.
all about, being prepared.
So have a good book downloaded, maybe.
Yeah.
Podcast queued up.
Exactly.
Turn that
Yeah.
wait time into some relaxation.
There you go.
Now, if you want to dodge any customs lines altogether, there's always the VIP service, right?
Yeah.
The guide says Medellin Airport actually offers that.
Yeah, they do.
And it could be a game changer for some people, like first-time visitors who might be a little overwhelmed, or families with little kids, or
Totally.
even business travelers who need to like make the most of their time.
I get it.
And it's basically a fast track through customs and immigration
Yep.
with baggage handling and personal help.
That's right.
And I love how the guide actually lists the time you can save.
Okay,
No
if.
waiting at customs, 10 to 20 minutes less at immigration.
Wow.
Faster baggage claim.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's impressive, right?
It is. But that kind of efficiency probably comes with a price tag.
It does, doesn't it? And
Yeah.
that's the question, isn't it? Is the time you save actually worth what you pay?
Right, you have to balance it out.
Yeah.
See if it fits your budget and
Yeah. I
priority.
see your point.
Some travelers might be like, okay, the peace of mind is worth it, while others might think, I'd rather use that money to explore the city.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's finding that balance between time and money.
Absolutely.
But let's be honest,
Yeah.
when you're ready to start your vacation, those extra few minutes can feel priceless.
Oh, yeah. And what's cool is that the VIP service at MDE,
Yeah.
it's actually pretty personalized.
Oh, really?
You can like request help with the language if
Yeah.
you need it, address, specific needs,
Got it.
even like accessibility stuff.
That's great, especially for travelers who need a little extra support.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
it seems like they take safety seriously too.
Right.
The guide mentions they follow strict hygiene rules.
Yeah, that's important these days.
For sure. It adds another level of, well, value to the whole thing.
It does. It does.
But okay, let's be real.
Okay.
The guide mentions lounge access, electric buggies,
yes,
porters. It sounds pretty fancy.
Oh, it does. Even through the airport in a little buggy.
Bye.
Sounds fun.
But realistically, I'm guessing these extras cost more, don't they?
Yeah, probably. It's like you're designing your own VIP experience.
Oh, I like that.
Choosing what matters most to you. Maybe it's, you know, breezing through customs. Yeah. Or maybe it's all about that lounge access and the perks that come with it.
I see.
It's about knowing what you like when you travel and what makes your experience, you know, better.
So MDE offers a range of arrival experiences then.
Yeah.
From doing it all yourself to a full-on customized VIP treatment.
Exactly. Figure out what works for you, for your budget, for how you like to travel.
Yeah, makes sense.
And no matter what you choose, one thing stays the same.
What's that?
That feeling of anticipation for Medellin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're about to step into a city full of culture, history, vibrant energy.
For sure.
It's going to be amazing.
All right. So you've navigated arrivals and you're ready to start your Medellin adventure.
Right.
But first, you got to get from the airport to your hotel or Airbnb, wherever you're staying.
And that journey can be an adventure in itself.
Totally.
It's your first impression of the city, right?
It really sets the tone.
It does.
The whole trip.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's break down the transportation options at MDE, right?
Okay.
From the super budget friendly to like the seriously luxurious.
Oh, yeah. Got to cover all the bases.
Making sure you get where you need to go easily, comfortably.
Right.
And hey, maybe even a little stylishly.
Why not?
Let's start with the classic. Taxis.
Okay.
The right outside arrival. Super convenient.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got a lot of luggage or just want like a direct route.
Straight shot to the hotel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But are there any like safety tips we should mention?
Oh, yeah. Always good to be safe.
I know the guide mentions authorized taxis.
Right.
But what does that even mean?
Good question.
Like, how do you know?
Well, the authorized taxi is at MDE.
Okay.
They're clearly marked, and they operate from specific taxi ranks.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to, like, just hail one from the street
right.
because they might not be licensed or insured, you know? Always better to be safe than sorry, especially when you're new somewhere.
For sure, especially in a new city.
Yeah.
So stick to the official taxi ranks. Is there anything else, like, travelers should remember?
Let me think.
I've heard you should agree on the price beforehand.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Especially if, you know, your Spanish isn't great.
Absolutely.
It could be helpful, right?
It is. It avoids any surprises or misunderstandings, right?
Right.
You have that clear understanding of the fare before you get in.
Yeah. You could even ask your hotel or Airbnb host for, like, an estimate.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just to get a sense of what's reasonable.
Yeah, good thinking.
And for those who prefer a more tech-based approach.
No, yeah, I know where you're going.
What about ride-sharing apps like Uber or Cabify?
Ah, yes, gotta love those ride-sharing apps.
Right. Super popular in Medellin, I bet.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're often cheaper than taxis,
and
you don't have to deal with cash.
I like that.
Which a lot of travelers prefer these days.
I get it. And you can track your rides, see the driver's info,
even
share your location with someone for, like, extra peace of mind.
It's like having a digital safety net, you know?
It is. It's very reassuring.
Yeah.
Now, what about those travelers who love to be independent?
Oh.
Maybe they're even planning like a Colombian road trip.
I like where this is going.
Car rentals, right. Available at MDE too.
They are. They are.
I bet renting a car gives you ultimate freedom.
It does.
You can explore at your own pace.
Yeah.
Go wherever you want.
Yeah.
Even venture outside of Medellin.
Picture this, right?
Okay, I'm picturing it.
You're winding through the Andes, discovering these little villages.
Nice.
Soaking in the incredible views.
Sounds amazing.
It is.
But driving in a foreign country can be a little daunting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What are some things to consider before, you know, hitting the road in Colombia?
Right, it's not for everyone.
Definitely not.
Driving in Colombia is, it's different.
How so?
The roads can be narrow. Winding traffic can be a little chaotic.
Oh, right.
And the signs might not always be clear.
Okay.
You need to be a pretty confident driver, especially outside the big cities.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe not the best choice for a first-time visitor.
Right.
Or someone who's not, you know, comfortable with unfamiliar roads.
Yeah, maybe not.
But for those who are up for it, it's got to be such a rewarding way to see the country.
Oh, it is. Totally worth it if you're prepared.
Right. Now, what about private airport transfers?
Okay, yeah.
For those who want someone else to drive, but still want like a personalized experience.
Private transfers are great for that. It's basically, you know, your own personal driver.
Ooh.
They pick you up right at arrivals.
Okay.
Take care of your luggage
and
get you where you need to go.
Yeah, that's pretty stress-free.
It is. You can book them online. Super easy.
Like the ultimate VIP arrival.
It is. And speaking of VIP.
Yes.
We can't forget about the most extravagant option.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Helicopter transfers.
Helicopters. For those who want to arrive in serious style.
Right. If you want to make an entrance,
yeah,
that's how you do it. Imagine soaring over the city.
Bad trying to.
Panoramic views of Medellin, the mountains.
Incredible. It's like a scene from a movie.
It is?
But that level of opulence has got to come with a pretty hefty price tag.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a splurge.
Okay. So we've got taxis,
yeah,
ride sharing,
mm-hmm,
rental cars,
mm-hmm,
private transfers,
right,
even helicopters.
The whole spectrum.
It seems like MDE offers something for everyone's budget and travel style.
They do. They really do. But once you've settled into your hotel, rested up a bit,
yeah,
there's another travel essential to think about.
Okay, what's that?
Money matters.
Ah, yes. The practical side of any trip.
Right. Can't forget about that.
So let's talk currency, finances, all that good stuff.
Let's do it.
The guide says the official currency is the Colombian peso.
Yep. COP.
COP, right.
Right.
While some places might take U.S. dollars,
mm-hmm,
it's generally better to exchange your money for pesos, I'm guessing.
It is.
Okay, but where's the best place to do that?
Ah, good question.
At the airport. Or is it better to wait till you're in the city?
That's a classic travel dilemma, right?
It is.
Those airport kiosks are convenient, no doubt.
Yeah, you just want to get some cash.
You do, especially for those initial expenses like, you know, a taxi.
Exact.
But they don't usually offer the best exchange rates.
Oh, so you get fewer pesos for your dollars.
You could, yeah.
So what should travelers do?
I'd say exchange a small amount at the airport. Just for those immediate things you need, and then find a reputable exchange house or bank in the city.
Oh, okay.
They usually have better rates.
Got it.
You'll save some money.
That's a solid tip.
Yeah.
I've also heard ATMs are pretty reliable and safe in Medellin.
They are, yeah. ATMs are everywhere.
Good.
Generally safe to use.
Okay.
Just make sure you let your bank know you're traveling.
Right.
So they don't, like, block your card.
Yeah, the dreaded fraud alert.
Exactly. And be aware of those international transaction fees, too.
Oh, yes. Those can sneak up on you.
They can.
Gotta watch out for those. Now, tipping.
Okay.
Is it common in Medellin? And if so, how much?
Tipping in Colombia it's appreciated.
Okay.
But not as widespread as in some other places.
I see.
In restaurants, about 10% is standard for good service.
Right.
You can always tip more if you're really happy.
Right, right.
Taxi drivers, they don't usually expect a tip.
Okay.
But rounding up the fare is a nice gesture.
So it's more about expressing appreciation than like a strict rule.
Exactly. Now let's talk communication.
Okay.
I know the language barrier can be like a big worry for some travelers.
It can be.
Right. Is English spoken much in Medellin?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Or should our listener, you know, brush up on their Spanish?
It's a valid concern, especially if you're going off the well-worn tourist path.
Well, while Spanish is definitely the main language,
mm-hmm,
a lot of people in tourism,
sorry,
especially in hotels, restaurants, tour companies,
right,
they speak at least some basic English.
Oh, good.
But of course, learning a few basic Spanish phrases yourself.
Yeah.
Hello, thank you, please.
The essentials.
Those will always be appreciated and can make things smoother.
It shows respect too, right?
It does.
So you don't have to be fluent.
Right.
But making an effort is a good idea.
Absolutely. And, you know, you might be surprised how much you can communicate just with, like, gestures, smiles, a willingness to, you know, connect.
I see what you mean.
Colombians are known for being warm and welcoming. So even if there's a language barrier,
yeah,
they'll often try to help.
That's reassuring.
It is.
Okay, before we move on,
okay,
I want to talk about safety one more time.
Yeah, always important.
The guide doesn't really go into detail,
mm-hmm,
but I know it's a big concern for travelers.
It is.
So, any key things to remember to stay safe in Medellin?
Absolutely. Safety is always a priority.
Yeah.
And while Medellin's gotten much safer over the years,
right,
it's still a city, you know?
Right.
You got to be aware, take precautions, use common sense.
So just be smart about it.
Right. Blend in. Don't show off expensive stuff.
Yeah. Don't flash your cash.
Exactly. Stay to well-lit areas, especially at night.
Mm-hmm.
Be mindful of your belongings. Yeah. Standard stuff, really.
just like you do in any unfamiliar city.
Exactly, exactly. And if you're ever unsure about something,
yeah,
trust your gut. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Well, who should you ask?
Hotel staff, local authorities, even other travelers.
Right.
They can be great resources.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Always better to be safe than sorry.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay. As we move on to the final part of our deep dive.
Okay, here we go.
I'm starting to feel that excitement.
I know what you mean.
For exploring Medellin. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From like the airport arrival to transportation money stuff.
Uh-huh.
Even safety tips.
Important stuff.
I'm hoping our listeners feeling more prepared.
Me too.
And a little more confident about their trip to Medellin.
Absolutely.
We've given them the tools and the knowledge.
Right.
To navigate those first hurdles and to, you know, start their Colombian adventure feeling good.
Exactly. Feeling excited and ready to explore.
All right. So picture this. You've landed.
Yeah.
You're through customs.
Okay.
You've got your transport figured out. You even know how to handle your money.
Right. The basics are covered.
Feels like you're pretty much ready to jump into Medellin, right?
Almost. Almost.
What's missing?
Before you, like, fully dive into the city of Eternal Spring, there's one more thing. We got to talk communication.
Oh, yeah, the language barrier.
The guide mentions it a little,
mm-hmm.
but it's worth, you know, digging into it a bit more.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a common concern for travelers, especially if Spanish isn't, you know, your strong suit.
Right.
The guide says English is spoken in, like, the touristy spots.
Yeah.
But what about if you want to go off the beaten path a little?
Good question. So it's true. You'll hear more Spanish than English in Medellin.
Makes sense.
Especially when you're away from those main tourist areas.
Okay.
But don't let that stop you from exploring.
Right.
Colombians are really welcoming. And if you just, you know, make a little effort to communicate.
Yeah.
This goes a long way.
So even if you're not fluent, you can still get around, have conversations, you know.
You can. Like learning some basic phrases.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Greetings. Thank you. Please.
The essentials.
That's a great start.
I agree. It's amazing how a few phrases can really, like, open doors.
It does. It shows respect, too.
Right, exactly.
You make those everyday interactions so much easier.
For sure. But what about situations where you need to say a little more?
Okay, yeah.
Like asking for directions or ordering something specific at a restaurant
where
maybe the menu isn't in English?
Well, a few things can help.
What would you suggest?
A lot of smartphones have those translation apps now.
Right.
They can be lifesavers in real-time conversations.
Okay, that's good to know.
And don't underestimate the power of, like, good old-fashioned gestures.
Oh, yes.
Visual aids. Pointing to something on a menu, for example.
Yeah, I've done that.
Can work surprisingly well.
I can imagine.
And, you know, a smile and a sense of humor.
Always.
Can bridge almost any communication gap.
It's true. So it's about being resourceful. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And seeing those communication challenges, it's part of the fun.
There you go.
Okay. Before we wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
Got to talk safety one last time.
Of course. Yeah.
It's always top of mind for travels.
Always.
So any practical tips for staying safe in Medellin?
Absolutely. Safety first. Right.
Always.
And while Medellin's made huge strides,
okay.
it's still important to be aware. Take those precautions like you would in any new city.
Mm-hmm.
Blend in. Don't. You know, flaunt expensive things.
Got it.
Don't draw attention to yourself.
Okay.
Stick to well-lit, populated areas, especially at night.
Right.
Be mindful of your belongings in crowded places, that kind of thing.
Basic street smarts, really.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't flash cash. Be aware of your surroundings.
Trust your gut.
Trust your instincts. If something feels off, it probably is.
And if you're unsure about anything, don't hesitate to ask for help.
Right. Right. Exactly. Hotel staff, local authorities, even other travelers.
The travelers, yeah.
They can offer some good advice.
It sounds like preparation is key.
It really is.
If you take the time to, like, research, plan ahead, think about these tips.
Right.
You can go on your Medellin adventure feeling confident.
Confident and excited.
And ready for anything.
Exactly.
We've given you the tool, the knowledge to navigate the airport, choose your transport.
Right.
Handle your money.
Yep. Yep.
Communicate.
Uh-huh.
Stay safe.
The essentials.
Now it's your turn to experience the magic of Medellin.
Go explore those vibrant streets.
Yeah.
Try the amazing food.
I'm already hungry thinking about it.
Immerse yourself in the culture.
It's going to be great.
It will be.
Who knows? Maybe you'll even find some hidden gems along the way.
Oh, I love those.
That's what makes travel so special, right?
Absolutely.
The unexpected things, the moments you stumble upon.
Yes.
The memories that stick with you long after you're home.
The best part of travel. So, to our listeners, as you head off on your Medellin adventure,
yeah,
embrace the unexpected.
Go with the flow.
Savor every moment.
Safe travels, everyone.
Have an amazing time.
And may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
I hope so.
And as always, if you have any questions, need more advice, reach out to us.
We're here to help.
We're here to help you navigate the world one deep dive at a time.